It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the blog guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week here on Money Life. It is something we always do with Tom Lydon. If you've never been to find out about his website or him, well, at Twitter, it's at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon. It's ETFTrends.com and it's Global Trend Asset Management. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Good to be here.
Tom, of course, joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower supports independent advice because it believes that you should go to where you can get the best ideas without conflicts of interest. To see how that kind of open architecture can benefit you, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, the ETF of the week is...
the iShares S&P National Municipal Bond Fund ETF.
That was...
ticker symbol M. U-B.
That's right. It's ticker symbol M-U-B, and on the off chance that folks missed the sounder, it is the iShares S&P National Municipal Bond ETF, ticker symbol M-U-B. Are we chasing yield here, Tom? I mean, you know, we did just see Treasuries hit not like a 10 or a 20-year low, but a record all-time low.
Well, right now, Chuck, it's all about safety. And when you look for safety and you look for yield, as you said, the Treasury is offering next to nothing, you know, below 1.5%, historical lows. And on the municipal bond side, this ETF has a yield of over 3%, and that's federally tax-free. So keeping that in mind for at least your cash that's on the sideline, and you're in a higher tax bracket, that's surely something to consider.
Okay. But the flip side of this is there's a whole lot of people who are worried that that we've got this trough, that it could get deeper. I mean, we had Greg McBride from Bankrate.com on the show the other day talking about, you know, it certainly is possible that we could see the Treasury go down to 1.2%, but very worried about a snapback that, okay, you're going to see this decline, but the bounce back's going to be hard. And of course, if that happens, investors get whipsawed when they're holding bonds. And this fund wouldn't be immune to that, would it?
No, it wouldn't. And that's the thing. That's the big cloud that's hanging over the horizon. But what we don't know is it 6 months, 2 years, 3 years down the road, we will see higher interest rates. And when you talk about interest rate risk, as people know, when interest rates go up, the value of the bonds that are, whether they're in a treasury fund or a municipal fund or even a money market fund, the value of those bonds decline. So interest rate risk is something that most investors are going to bone up on very quickly in the coming years. But right now, while there doesn't appear to be that much threat of higher rates, at least you're getting paid for that safe portion of your portfolio, a reasonable yield, and in many cases for those in higher tax brackets, federally tax-free.
Again, the ETF of the week is the iShares S&P National Municipal Bond Fund, ticker symbol MUB. Now, Tom, if somebody wants to be owning muni bonds, how much should they also be paying attention? This is a national muni bond fund. Is this the right way to go, or should they be looking, and obviously you think it is or you wouldn't have made an ETF of the week, but how much should somebody who's in a state that they might be able to go with a state muni bond fund, look for a state-driven bond fund to maybe get additional tax benefits?
Right. So here's the payoff, and you and I could spend an hour talking about this, but the give and take here is the diversification. With a national municipal bond fund, you've got municipalities represented from all areas around the country. In a state municipal bond fund, obviously, it's not just federally tax-free, but it's state tax-free. And depending on your local state taxes, that could have a huge impact. However, if within your state they happen to be diversified, but actually diversified into municipalities that may not be as highly rated, or if they may have more economic problems in that state versus another state, that's something to consider. So in this case, you've got mostly high-rated municipalities spread out through states throughout the country. So what you're doing is you're giving up that tax-free capability within your state tax returns for a little bit more diversification and a spread out from a diversification standpoint across the country.
Now, Tom, I didn't have a show a year ago, but if I did, I wouldn't have had a whole lot of trouble finding folks telling me, the muni market, it's going to hell in a handbasket. Get out now.
Well, you're right. I mean, for a couple years, people have been saying, hey, we see the economy coming back, Chuck. You know that as soon as we get positive numbers here, we're going to see higher interest rates, and that's what many people have been expecting, for sure. But every time it seems that the economy gets going, then we take a couple steps backward, which means the Fed would have to have a lot of guts at this point to raise rates.
What's a reasonable return expectation on this fund? I mean, obviously you've got the good yield, but you have some volatility that people wouldn't necessarily expect with a bond fund given the current market. What's a reasonable expectation on this fund?
Well, even from a conservative standpoint, if we don't have rising rates, what we might see is just a 3-4% total return, which in this environment isn't that bad from a safety standpoint. I mean, if you go back to inception on this fund, which started in late 2007, it's actually up from an appreciation standpoint about 10%. Well, it's kicked off on average about a 3.75% yield. Pretty good during this market environment.
Absolutely. It is the iShares S&P National Municipal Bond Fund, the ticker symbol MUB. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, the editor of ETF Trends. For more information, go to ETFTrends.com. Check him out at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom Lydon, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Up next on Money Life, it's the big interview. You don't want to miss it. Stay right here.